Doing great. Playoff time.
Wanted to ask you about Malcolm Butler. Bill O'Brien today talked about how he's a unique player, and he just sort of went through what he felt like made him unique as his teammate. What do you see from Malcolm
Butler? I would say because knowing him personally and seeing how he operates on a day-in, day-out basis, just his competitive level, practice, game, OTA practices, drills, he's always just competing at a high level, just going hard. And I think it's just from where he came from, where he started. I think that gave him a work ethic of nothing's going to come easy. He has to go out there and get it. And, he's obviously had great success so far in his career, but it hasn't changed him. It's the same attitude. And the great thing is he does it in practice. So, we get ready to go out there this week, Saturday night. You see him do it at a high level. For three practices, he's ready to go. So for me, being a little older, it's been, great just watching his growth and watching him get better day in and day out and just keep putting in the work. And I think it's given him the confidence to go out there and play great football. Coming off a season where he didn't do much and then goes out there and makes a great catch to win the Super Bowl. After that, he's just gotten better and better, and he's played against better players. And we put him in tough situations a lot. And he comes out and he shows that he likes that and he proves that he can do it.
And what are the most notable changes you've seen from when you played these guys on September 22nd to what you saw in their game from last week?
Just the season. I mean, we played those guys week three. I think one thing is their tight ends are making a lot more plays now than the first time we played them. The running game has really been working for them, getting Lamar Miller going and really feeding them. I think he got the ball 30 times. Last game, well, they ran 30 times, and I think for us, we just got to be ready to go and know this team knows us well. They're going to come in here with a game plan. I think we've changed some when we first played them, so they'll come in, ready to, do different things that they feel we don't do well and things like that, just from knowing, the coaching staff and how they game plan. So, what exactly they go to, we're not sure until we go out there and play, but they still have Hopkins, they still have Fuller, to take you deep and make plays. So, we were able to do a decent job the first game, but I don't think that's really going to matter for this game Saturday night.
Devin, you mentioned that first, that it's playoff time now. What does playoff time mean around here?
You got to earn the right to come back to work. I think I've learned a lot. My rookie year, I don't think I really understood that of how it can just be over that fast. My rookie year bye week, playing a playoff game, first playoff game, you lose and it's over. So I've always now had that perspective since then of you got to earn the right to come back to work next week. And that means putting in everything you have this week and then get out there on game day and finding a way to win and then resetting it and trying to do it all over again the following week if you're fortunate enough to be there. So I think the team understands that it was great to go out there today, coming off a couple of days off and high energy, ready to go, trying to get on top of everything. And you don't have days to fall behind now. There is no we'll get it right. And, we always talk about it throughout the year. We'll get better and better throughout the season. We'll get better next week. There is no next week right now. So we got to try to play our best game for Saturday.
Devin, you guys are favored by more points in this game than many of your regular season games. Has that number, 16 points, been thrown around in the locker room at all this week or maybe by the coaches as any sort of – reminder that don't look at that number or when we ask you about it?
No, I'm gonna be honest with you, I haven't seen the point spread for not one game this week year. So this is honestly the first time anybody's talked about the favorite or the non-favorite. I don't know, the football game's not played in Vegas or anything, so I don't really think any of that matters. I can't imagine there's many players in the NFL that check the point spread going into the game, honestly. So, like I said, they're trying to earn the right to be here next week, and we're trying to do the same thing.
Are you surprised them maybe at how little respect the Texans are getting from so-called experts or media or Vegas?
The experts, man, I don't know. I don't know the experts, so you got to ask them. They get it. They get to give their experts advice and analysts, and if it's wrong, it's wrong. So it's a great job.
How would you analyze Brock Osweiler as a quarterback?
I think he's doing a good job getting the ball out. He's an athletic guy. Obviously, I think he had a couple of Division I basketball scholarships coming out of high school. So he's a guy that, you know, knows what he's looking at, read defenses, and understands at times he can get out of the pocket and make plays with his legs. But tall guy, big arm, able to really make every throw on the field. So dangerous really in two aspects. Even though he's not known as a runner, you know, there's times he can hurt you if you take away everybody in the passing game and man to man and everyone turns their back to him. He reads that and he's able to get out, whether it's up the middle or out of the side of the pocket, and just get yards, especially on third down, just to get the chains moving.
Devin, I mean, a lot of people, like last week, guys like Chris Hogan, Chris Long, never made the playoffs before. You've never missed them. Just your thoughts on still playing the senior year of your career.
Just fortunate, you know, to be here and be able to play, and try not to take it for granted. You know, I always talk about, you know, my brother finished his eighth year, didn't make the playoffs, so it's not far from home for me. You know, a guy that I look up to. We talk football a lot, and, you know, you hear both ends of that. So even, you know, talking to Chris and Hogue and those guys and seeing what they went through, you don't take it for granted when you hear those stories. So you just want to take advantage of the opportunity we have in the playoffs because, you know, Bill said it to us this year. It's not always guaranteed that you'll be back next year, even though a lot of people say, you know, we'll be there next year or we'll get better and get to this same spot next year. It's hard to do that. So you want to take advantage of the here and now.
Your brother express any jealousy?
Of course. He wants to be playing in the playoffs, man. So I just take it with a grain of salt and try to do my best and hope he's happy with that.
You rubbered in any?
From time to time, you know, twins. If he starts, I like to finish it. I'll say that.
As a defense, especially in the second half, just looked like you got better and better as each week went along. Are you happy where you are heading into the playoffs? Do you feel like you guys are at the highest point right now?
Yeah, I mean, but only if we win. So that's all that matters. I think we've done a good job of zeroing what we need to do each week and putting it on the practice field and getting ready to go. So I think it's important for us to make sure we do that this week. Not to get off, you know, and do something different, but to stay on our routine of how we've been preparing and getting ready to go. And stick to that and go out there and trust in what we do and go out there and play confident.
A short time ago, we heard from Vince on a conference call, and he echoed what he said last week to the Houston media, that he's starting to think about the possibility of retirement. I know you're focused on their offense in this game, but can you share some of your thoughts about what Vince Wilfork meant to you as a young player, as a leader in that locker room?
Oh, he was huge for me. He taught me a lot, you know, about being a pro. Being a good football player, and this is coming from a defensive lineman talking to a secondary guy, but, you know, what do you need to do to be a good player? The time, the film work, you know, taking care of your body. So I've learned a lot from him. It's been fun competing against him and getting a short time to catch up with him. So, you know, I think that's all up to him. He's been a great player, and I think most importantly, he's been a great leader of men. So whatever he decides to do, I wish him the best.
And knowing Bill O'Brien and a lot of guys on that staff, what do you expect from a competitive standpoint, them coming in here a second time this year, wanting to make amends for, you know, a shutout loss in week three?
Everything they have. You know, those are two guys, they've been in playoff games, they've won playoff games. They're going to give us their best shot. Like you asked earlier, they don't care about the point spread and all of that stuff. They know you get out there on the football field and, you know, you go out there each day throughout this week and put together a game plan. And I'm sure they know if they execute their game plan, they feel like they're going to win. And it's the same thing we do here. So I'm sure both places are very similar right now on a Wednesday type of day of, you know, getting ready to go and having, you know, a good day of practice and trying to get ready for the biggest game of the year.
You mentioned your brother and how you don't take playoff appearances for granted. I'm just wondering, Bob brought up Vince. You're talking about retirement now. Is it at all just a reminder that this doesn't go on forever and that you have to maybe savor these opportunities even though you are here in the playoffs every year?
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, the window's closing for all of us. It's just closing at different speeds. So you just want to enjoy each moment, you know, take it, you know, take all those opportunities to have fun with the guys. You know, obviously, put your all in, and, you know, especially this time of year, you want to play your best football, you know, individually and as a team. You know, you don't want to let your teammates down. You want to go out there, put the time in during the week to go out there and play well on the weekend. And I think that goes for everyone in this locker room and really probably across the league because, obviously, making the playoffs is tough, but, you know, staying in this league and having longevity is even harder.
think you're getting questions from your co-host.
That's only on Mondays. Now he's just a media guy. Both of them.
Another hated media guy.
Just a guy that always sneaks in late.